talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And we're back here, Getaway Friday, January the 16th, 2026, 1:16:26, 12 and a half minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan for this week's edition of the Exchange Club. And we also will be back tonight, 8:15 to 10 p.m. for Friday Night Live. Should be a great program. And what's coming up on your show tonight, Matt, 10:15 to 11?
Well, tonight on my show, I figured, you know, I talked about politics a bit last week, and then I like talking about politics. So I'm going to talk about some politics. I'll mix it in with football. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense as a combined show, but so I'm going to talk about some football and some things going on nationally.
Now, interestingly enough, I'm going to try to approach this lightly, but as we ended the last hour, the question was, restate the question, Matt, as you see what the question was.
I already forget.
No, you don't. It was about, I'll try it. Okay, if Matt was...
Oh, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is a terrible question. There was a caller who called in and asked that if I got caught having like relations with a 12 year old kid.
Hypothetically.
Yeah, hypothetically. Whether or not Scott would associate with me. And then Scott brought up like Matt Lauer and how he hasn't been on TV in, I don't know, 6 years.
More than that.
And how, you know, well, I guess we don't know, but there's an assumption that people who worked with him, at least one of them, probably still communicates with him.
And I'm not saying they agree with what he did. They're just still his friend. That's all. Now, on that note, it got a little more personal because one of our listeners out there listening today said, I'd go to dinner with Ayers and his wife. So, now there's a question. If the caller's still out there. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
I've seen Ayers and his wife out at dinner so many times with my brother, because me and my brother go out to eat a lot.
Apparently they go out to eat a lot.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess. I don't know. House of Hunan.
So, I mean, I don't know. Would you go out to eat with Ayers if he asked you to go out to eat?
Probably.
Okay, so back to the accusations, which is, I guess, all these things are. Do accusations stop you from associating with people?
Well, I mean, you know, innocent until proven guilty, as that whole thing goes.
Right. So there we are.
Yeah.
And if anybody has any thoughts on that, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. It's an interesting question, though. I mean, I guess it's the crime that people are accused of, or the crime that people are convicted of. I guess that's, I don't know. It's a thin line.
Yeah, it's rough, I suppose, but I don't know.
All right, let's go to the phones here and see where we are on this particular one. Go ahead, caller.
I have tickets for both of you. I think they're still good if you'd like to take a flight on the Lolita Express.
Really?
I understand Bill Clinton's going to be on board.
Well, see, so how do you feel about all... If somebody is accused or convicted of a bad crime, would you go to dinner with them?
There's a big distinction. If they're accused or convicted, if they've been convicted... They've already been pretty much adjudicated. The hammer's been put down. I wouldn't, with a convicted pedophile, disgusting person, no. Depends on the circumstances how close I would be to the individual that's been accused.
Yeah, but here's the problem. If you're accused and you have not been adjudicated yet, how do you know if it's true or false? And then you have dinner with them, and you find out.
It all depends upon how close you are to that individual. If you've known them for X number of years, you've been around them, you've seen how they behave, etc., you would probably be more inclined until a jury of their peers have found them to be guilty of what they've been accused.
But isn't this part of the jury? See, here's what I have found. If you know the person and you liked the person before, you're going to be more inclined to believe that they're innocent. And if you don't like the person and you've had no relationship with them before, you are probably more inclined to believe they're guilty.
Well, look at all those people that rallied around Bill Cosby. Then the truth finally came out.
Well, yeah, but there you go. But the truth is that Bill Cosby is not guilty of anything in his life as it stands right now. His imprisonment was unjust, overturned by the Supreme Court, and he has nothing on his criminal record. So is Bill Cosby a guilty man?
Well, he was in prison for a period of time. There was
illegally.
There was overwhelming evidence. However, I don't know the exact little minutiae of details in that. I thought that they let him out because of his failing health.
Oh, no. Now, see, right there. Now, that's misinformation. What they let him out.
That's why I'm not going to say much of anything.
No, but I guess my point is, you know, that's a long time ago now.
What?
And people believe that. And here's the... what happened was Bill Cosby gave a deposition back in the early 2000s. On the agreement that it would never be unsealed or used against him. That's the only way he agreed to do it.
Okay,
and
so that's what got him out then, right?
Well, yeah, because they unsealed it and used it against him.
Mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean that he didn't commit what he had been accused of.
But it doesn't mean he did either.
So that dark cloud still hangs around him.
But I don't know how that can be a dark cloud. You should be a dark cloud around those people who prosecuted him, because they can never prosecute him again for that because of double jeopardy. And had they not done the illegal thing to try to get the conviction, then they might have still gotten a guilty verdict if he was so guilty.
He might be able to be charged again in another jurisdiction.
It ain't gonna happen.
Well, regardless, whatever. You know, take a look at Epstein. You know, good heavens. Unbelievable. Look at Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, but
Harvey Weinstein did get nailed.
Yes,
so
yes.
There you go.
So we got to say guilty on him. But I'll even tell you about the Epstein thing. I have seen pictures and emails that involve Epstein and Trump. And I have seen pictures and emails that involve Epstein and Bill Clinton. Now, if you don't like Bill Clinton, you think he's guilty. If you like him, you think he's innocent. If you like Donald Trump, you think he's innocent.
One of the most fundamental things in psychology. People are creatures of habit.
That's all I'm saying, is that...
People are creatures of habit. Look at Bill Clinton and his extracurricular activities.
But are you telling me Donald Trump hasn't had extracurricular activities?
Oh, I'm sure he has.
So
with all that kind of money, he's probably had women throwing themselves at him all
now,
over the place.
Wait a second. Is not this the man who said, grab him by the you-know-whats?
He said, I don't think he said, grab him by the pussy. He said...
Yeah, I cleaned it up, but whatever. Go right ahead.
Women love it when you grab their pussies, is what he said.
No, that's not what he said, but, you know.
Well, that's the recording I heard.
No.
So
Matt, what did he say?
I was under the impression it was...
Don't say the word again, for God's sake.
To what I recall...
So, okay, would you rather say, grab him by the vagina?
Yes, I would. That's
more appropriate?
Yes.
Grab him by the vagina.
Okay. But no, I recall the conversation being more along the lines of when you're like a celebrity, when you're famous, they just let you do it. And he says, so, you know, he just does it, and they don't do anything about it.
Well, you know, there's some things that you do in private that hopefully you know that the public...
Was he not convicted of a sexual assault in a court of law against E. Jean Carroll? I don't know that Bill Clinton's ever been convicted of sexual assault.
Well, didn't he have another one with Stormy Daniels?
Yeah, that wasn't sexual assault.
For Bill Clinton, the plaintiffs, it wasn't from a lack of trying, but I'll give Bill Clinton this much. If he ever called me up and said, "Hey, Terry, I got the limo here and I got some women, you want to go whale?" By God, I'm going to go party with Bill Clinton because he's a party animal.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
See, that is exactly the point. If I like the guy, more likely than likely he's innocent. If I don't like the guy, he's guilty. And I don't know how we get past that. So would you have dinner with the person? Well, if you liked him, you probably would. And if you don't like him, you probably wouldn't.
I mean, I don't know. I think it depends on what they're charged with. I mean, again, I think it does make a big difference on whether they're convicted or whether they're, like, you know, accused. There's big difference there. I mean, if they're convicted, I mean, they're found guilty by a jury of their peers, and that's, I mean, I don't, you know, that's different. But, you know.
Well, and I also think that's Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton's case right now, is they're saying, you want us to testify, we'll testify when Trump testifies.
Yeah. I mean, yes. I mean, I'm kind of torn about that personally. I mean, like, I don't know. See, because, like, you know, standard would be, I mean, you were subpoenaed by the, I don't know, the Oversight Committee.
Yes, House Oversight Committee.
You know, therefore you should go. But at the same time, I mean, like, if their whole reasoning on subpoenaing him is because he appears occasionally in the Epstein files, well, you know who else appears occasionally in the Epstein files? Donald Trump. You know, I think, you know, you ought to call him in for a subpoena as well.
And that's why these House Oversight subpoenas are a little, you know, politically motivated, it would seem. You think you'd want everybody in there.
I mean, I'm sure Ghislaine Maxwell, however, you know, you pronounce her name, I'm sure that you know, she's already been subpoenaed. But, you know, I would subpoena her again. I mean, she was a co-conspirator.
See, being a journalist, over the years, you know, people ask hypothetical questions when you go out and give a speech. And one of those, you know, would you interview Hitler? You know, that comes up every so often. And yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Of course I would. That doesn't mean I like him. That doesn't mean I don't deplore what he did. But you want to know why?
Well, I mean, it's not like...
Why did you do that?
It's not like you're running PR for the man.
No, but people find it deplorable. Listen, I'll tell you... I don't want to get into this. But there was somebody who committed a very heinous crime in this town in the last 10 years. And at one point... It looked like they were going to give me an interview. The person who committed the crime. Crimes. More than one. So, I did not realize that when the person agrees to the interview, that they have to not ask for permission, but they have to inform the family members of the victims that they're going to do this interview. That they're going to allow them to be interviewed by the press. And when this person had pretty much given the green light that they were going to do the interview, the family members were informed. And I got very negative phone calls and very negative emails that I would give this person a platform. How could you do this? The person who did this to my... sister, my brother, my daughter, how could you put them on the radio? So, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I understand the, I guess that reasoning, but I don't necessarily agree with it. I mean, you know, you could always come on, I mean, you know, as
but they don't like it.
Who?
The people, the victims.
Well, I mean, I mean, you know, I'd assume they don't like it, but I mean, I'd assume that the person who committed whatever crimes isn't going to like being, I was going to say badgered, but I'm sure they're not going to like having to go into detail or defend the crimes committed or however that whole thing would work.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you said you'd interview Hitler.
Yep.
What if you was invited to a dinner to honor Hitler? Would you go?
Honor? No.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. I mean, if I was invited to the White House, I wouldn't go. Well, maybe I would go so I can spit on Trump.
See, you're not going to leave the White House well if you spit on the man.
I know, but, you know, if I was invited to the White House where Trump's in there, I would have no desire to go. And I think I'd be better off not going.
But I think that's every person's decision is the point.
Right, but, you know, I was just wondering, you know, I can see how you could, you know, interview him. You know, but, and would you talk about pressing things, or would you let him slide on everything and talk about how good he is when you interviewed him, or would you talk about the bad things?
Well, you ask the hard questions, but again, the families of the victims don't understand why you're even giving them a platform, because in their mind, the law has already found them guilty, and they're away, and that's where they should be.
Well, you know, you can't help the family from thinking that.
No, but I'm just saying, if we're talking about what people would think of you if you had dinner with this person, I don't think they think that you committed the crimes that they did, but you get guilty by association, and that's the same thing that happens when you interview somebody who's done something heinous. They say, why are you giving them a platform?
You took flack when you had Robert Landon on there.
Yeah, see, there you go.
You know, you took a little flack on that, but...
Well, when I had white nationalist, Jared Taylor on, took flack over that. When I had the QAnon shaman on from January 6th, took flack for that. You know, so, because they think you're giving them a platform.
Well, if you asked them the right questions, yes. But if you just was going in there wasn't talking about anything really, just, you know... Just to meet them, I mean, that's different.
Well, the question earlier was, okay, let's go back here. Would you have dinner with Ayers and Heidi? We don't know yet. There's no verdict.
Oh, yeah.
Now why?
Well, I'd like to talk to Ayers about the city and his, as long as he worked there and... Find out what, you know, Heidi's does, and, you know, he's not convicted.
But he's not innocent either.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Well, depends on what country you're in.
Well, we're in America, and America
is innocent. And it used to be that way here. Well, no. Used to be that way here.
No, see, you gotta stick to innocent until proven guilty. I don't care how everybody else looks at it.
Bill Cosby is?
Innocent until proven guilty. Right, he's innocent. I mean, the law says he's innocent. He didn't do it.
Well, Collar said he was guilty.
Well, I mean, he's not in prison, isn't he? His record's clean.
Well,
O.J. Simpson?
O.J. Simpson didn't kill anybody, but he robbed some people.
I think it's just a complicated matter. If you asked me to interview Trump and invited me to the White House, I'd say yes in a heartbeat.
Yep.
Of course.
Yep.
Right, but you're not going to go there with other people and just celebrate Trump.
Well, I don't know that I would go to celebrate anybody.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
I got to be a friend of somebody to celebrate him.
Well, you don't celebrate Abby enough. You need the...
Oh, Jesus.
You need to be nice to her.
She celebrates herself enough. She doesn't need me. She's got the biggest ego since... who's got a big ego? She's got the biggest ego since Tilla the Hun.
Okay, well, let you guys go.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 740-383-9944.
Oh,
see, she's not listening. I can get away with that. She's got that ego, man. She's got it. 740-383-9944. How can somebody say, you know, I don't know. Never mind. We won't go down that hole any further. But it's true. It's absolutely true. Go ahead, caller.
I have someone who would like to have you and your last caller for dinner. Hannibal Lecter, okay?
Well, that's interesting. You know, I hope he'd be covered up. All right. Oh, well, she is listening. Darn it. Darn it. See, that's the problem with her, is you never know when she's out there. You never know. I don't even know what I said earlier that was rude. I honest to God don't. Abby, tell me. Call in. She hasn't called in forever. Call in. What was rude? I'm serious. I'm not trying to be facetious. What was rude? I know you got a minute there. They want to hear from you. Jesus. 740-383-9944. But she does have a big ego. I mean, you know. Now, be honest, Matt. Be honest. You got the truth serum on you.
Big ego.
Big ego.
I don't know. I think we've had a conversation before about kind of the opposite, about how I think she's lacks self-esteem. I don't know if that's the best way to put it.
Well, it's two things can be true. Two things can be true.
Well, I don't think you can have an ego and lack self-esteem.
We'll talk about that in a second. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I got you in trouble with Abby, didn't I?
Well, she's out there. What do you want to say to her? Go ahead. She's listening.
Oh, I'd like to see her come back on TV or on the radio and talk about different things, you know.
Well, she's got an open invitation. I've never said she couldn't. I'm always nice.
Well, I know, but if you was nicer to her, maybe she would come back and, you know, be with us more on the radio podcast or whatever you talk about. But
she could come in tonight. Now, I'm sure she's busy and got wonderful plans, but she could come in tonight. She could come in here tonight for 2 hours. Right there. Sit right there.
Well, maybe she might.
Maybe she might.
But Terry brought up Hannibal Lecter. No, I would not.
don't want to have dinner with Hannibal Lecter?
I wouldn't interview him. I wouldn't go see him. I wouldn't want to be around the guy.
Well, I don't know. I think it'd be
enough.
Isn't he
fiction?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think I do.
He's fiction, so I would have dinner with him because he's not real.
Yeah, I'd meet that actor. Why not?
Anthony Hopkins, I think, is a good actor. I'd have dinner with Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, yeah, he's a good actor. He's played in many things.
Bring your Oscar. Let's talk. All right, thanks.
Okay.
Now I got to get out of this hole because, okay, now let me go back to where I am here. Okay, apparently, listen, apparently I said she needed a psychiatrist earlier. Now, I don't remember that.
Well, I mean, Bonnie, I don't know. I mean, I don't think that's, like, specific to her. I mean, you say that people...
I say that about everybody.
Yeah, you know, and you say that everybody could use a good psychiatrist.
Yes, I do. I believe that. So, that was not... Now, again, I don't write this show down, but it's possible I said it. I'm not denying that I said it, but it wasn't meant in a negative way. It would have been more pejorative.
Okay.
I don't remember saying that, though, truthfully.
I mean, I don't know about earlier in the show, but I'm sure it's been said.
Okay. What have I... Now, she's at, see, I never know what she wants me to read or not. I don't know if these questions are like, do you want me to read them on the air? And this is why it's so much easier when she's here. Or call in. 10 minutes, for God's sake, and we can sort this all out. 740-383-9944. People want to hear from you. You got a fan club out there. The big ego thing. Okay? Here's what I'm saying. Now... Okay, so what did you say, and then let's get back to that. Let's get back on the train.
Like low ego, low self-esteem.
Oh, we think she has low self-esteem.
Yeah, we've had that.
I think we've had that conversation, but I don't think... Okay, I think both can be true, as odd as that seems. Because I think low self-esteem can manifest itself in certain situations. Like insecurities. But I think a big ego can also manifest itself in situations where it's like, I don't care what you say. So.
Yeah, but now I think that I don't know. I tend to not believe when Abby says that it doesn't bother it, because, you know, it'll come back up at some point, I think.
Well, like I said, with the writing,
I've never had any experience with it, but I mean, from you know, past experience with you.
Yes, and I'm not trying to be rude. Do you find me being rude?
When? I mean, no.
Have you ever thought that, honestly, in all the shows and all the times that her name has come up, or she's been here, or whatever, have you ever felt that I was being rude to her?
I mean, I don't know about rude. I mean, there's not, like, insults, but, like, I mean, I think, I don't know if it was the last time.
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, I don't know if it was the last time she was on, but there was, like, a, you know, there was, like, you know, you have a few issues, and she was like, okay, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah,
and you're like,
right.
I think it started off with, like, one or two, and then it was a few, and then it became a lot, and then it became a lot of issues.
Yeah, but that, okay, that's comedy.
I mean, I think she, I mean, I guess in your defense, she just kept saying, uh-huh.
Well, that's what the comedy
yep,
was.
Uh-huh.
She was setting me up. It's like when you're throwing them right over the plate, you know, you got to hit them, you know? It's just an escalation that is funny to people to hear, because there's no rejoinder when all you're saying is yes or uh-huh, you know? You know, you can do that with anything. So you want a little something to eat? Yeah. Value meal? Yeah. Supersize it? Yeah. Big meal. You know, it's the same thing. I mean,
it was funny. I thought it was funny.
Exactly. Sometimes it's comedy's purposes.
I don't think she saw it that way.
Well, I don't think she sees comedy, and I think that's a trait inherent in people who have bigger egos.
They just, like, I don't know.
Because they take it as a flat-out insult to their ego. That's all. I'm not even sure that big ego is an insult, to be honest with you. Because I think you've got to have a big ego to survive in certain situations.
Probably.
That's all. I mean, I don't really understand.
Well, I mean, I don't think... I guess it's not necessarily, like, I mean, ego is just, like, a character trait, I think.
Here's one of the long-term problems with this particular relationship, is that if I am effusively nice to her, she can't take that. But if I am, you know, whatever this is, not effusively nice, then I'm rude.
I don't know. I think I'm sure I've said it before, but sometimes Abby doesn't make a whole lot of sense, because it seems like she likes to banter, but then when you banter with her, she takes it personally. So it doesn't make any sense, really.
Exactly. Which that's what I say. What line do you tread?
I don't know. That's
when I say something really nice about her, it's you don't have to do that. Why are you doing that? If I say something that is considered not so nice, it's I don't like that. So, I mean, where's even Steven? What are you supposed to do? You're alive. Okay, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Find a middle ground somewhere.
I have a funny story to tell. And by the way, Abby, if you get a free minute, we've got 20 minutes. Call in. God knows the last thing I want to do is hurt your feelings. But I bet she'll tell me I didn't hurt her feelings. See, which again makes no sense on where we are, which is why it's hard to understand.
I think if it truly didn't bother her or didn't hurt her feelings, she wouldn't have to tell you that it didn't bother her, that it didn't hurt her feelings.
She'll tell me that, though. I guarantee she's good. Or she won't type anything.
You gotta, yep, don't mention that. Look, if it didn't bother you, why are you even bringing it
no,
up?
No, but she won't mention it now because I've said that. Because I said...
because now it's a trap.
Because now it's a trap. So, there we are. But the point is... Now, here's something that doesn't have to do with this, but I'm just saying, Abby, you're free to call in. We'd love to hear from you. Okay? See, that's nice.
Yeah, we like Abby.
Always forgets the nice things. I don't want to get into the situation. But the other day, somebody misled me in something I was doing. And maybe this is the New Year's resolution to not be so passive about everything anymore. And they misled me. And as soon as I was 100% sure that they had misled me, I called them up and I told them that I did not like being misled and, you know, basically get your stuff together. Because, and also, I think I said to them, I'm going to see you at such and such a time, and I want answers as to why you misled me, essentially was the conversation. And they sent a message to somebody saying that I was aggressive. Now, of all the adjectives that have been used about me in my lifetime, I don't think aggressive is one of them.
Sounds more like upset.
Oh, I said angry. Yes, I was angry that you misled me because I felt it was an important issue. But aggressive was the terminology used.
Aggressive is like threatening.
Right, and I
maybe
did not...
maybe they took it as like, because I mean, you know, you said basically that you said, you know, I'm gonna see you, you know, at X place, X time, and I want to. Maybe they were like, you know, if I don't have, maybe, you know, gonna beat me up.
No. No. First of all, if I'm going to beat you up, I'm not going to tell you the time.
Well,
I'll be there at 1 o'clock to punch you right in the jaw. Make sure you're there. No, who does that?
There are all kinds of people who like, coordinate fights. You got to meet each other
somewhere.
Well,
not me. I don't got time for that.
You got to meet each other somewhere.
I don't know. And to me, now that escalates. See, they escalate it. They don't know how to de-escalate. To me, that seemed like an escalation of the problem. Because now you've said I'm aggressive to somebody else. Now I don't like that. Now we might get too aggressive.
I'm going to start throwing hands.
I just don't understand what they thought when I said, I don't like that you misled me. Do not mislead me anymore.
I figure if I was going to mislead somebody, I'd have a reason as to why. I don't know why.
Well, I don't even know if this person had the answer.
Well, I mean, I figured there's going to be an answer.
Yeah. Well, let's see here. They got to be there to fight them, right? If you don't want to fight me, and I'm telling you I'm coming at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, then why would you be there?
Well, I guess you probably wouldn't.
Right, so how aggressive is that?
Well, I mean...
I just don't suffer people well. Maybe that's it. I just cannot take somebody who is, you know, you don't want to use the term fool, but you know the term is, I don't suffer fools well.
Just don't answer them.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, did they mislead you on purpose, or they just didn't know enough about the situation that... What they were saying was it?
They knew what they were doing. They knew I would want the information. They just didn't tell me. And when I found out the information and knew that they were doing it, that's when I called.
Well, yeah, that's a little bit different. I mean, especially if a person's supposedly your friend, you'd think, you know, they would tell you the truth. They wouldn't.
Well, don't you think that, I mean, would you, first of all, you've been listening a long time. Have you ever found me aggressive?
No, persistent.
Persistent.
I would say.
Yes, persistent. I'll take persistent. And I'll take...
Aggressive.
No, and I don't know how I can be aggressive if I haven't threatened you, or I did not use a profane word with this person. I just basically said... I don't like that you've misled me. I know that you've misled me. And I want this fixed. And I will see you at this time. And you better have an answer as to why you misled me.
Yeah, I don't see nothing wrong with that. Especially if somebody misled you on purpose.
Right. And they did. They yeah. Absolutely knew what they were doing. Absolutely. They didn't. They know. Well, they were doing it while I was in the room and just did not tell me.
Yeah, that, you know, I might not be totally mad at them, but I'd want to, you know, say my piece with them, you know.
Right. Well, I want to hear their explanation. I mean, I'm not just wanting to hear an explanation.
Did they explain it good enough?
Well, I haven't heard it yet.
Oh.
But they might not show because I'm too aggressive.
You don't want to.
Don't know. We'll find out.
Around there. You get in a fight with Matt. Matt's a lot younger. He might kick your ass.
Right. If I was going to get in a fight, it'd been with somebody on the air by now. All right. Thanks.
Yep.
All right. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? I just don't think in my life I've ever thought that I came off as aggressive.
I don't know. You think they misled you on purpose?
Oh, I know they did. I know they did. They did not tell me the information because they knew I would not like it. And so they just did it while I was in the room?
I don't know. Good rule to go by is if you don't want the answer, don't ask the question. So I've always just I think I've tried to like I was gonna say clean it up, but I think I've tried to dial it back to some extent. I used to just like I don't know, hate on a lot of people when they'd ask questions because I thought it was fun, but no, like you know, if you don't want the answer, don't ask the question. So I don't see why you'd lie.
Well, it never was a lie. They just didn't say anything.
Well, I mean, is misleading not a lie? I mean, I guess you could take like a fragment of truth and then throw in the fragment of truth and be like, see.
If I had known what to ask, I don't know if they would have answered it truthfully or not. But the fact that you were doing it in the room that I'm in, and you know that I would not like this because of previous incidents, and you just decided not to tell me, that's annoying.
Yeah, I could, I mean, I don't like being lied to, misled, or, you know, any of those kinds of things.
So when you do that, and I call you, yes, I probably came off in an angry tone. There's no doubt about that. But aggressive, you know, expand your adjectives. I don't think you understand your adjectives. And now they're probably, I'll report back on this following story, because there will be a conversation at some point.
Oh, maybe they're just going to tell you that, like, they didn't understand the situation entirely or something.
I'm going to say learn. And now there's going to be a conversation about the term aggressive.
Okay.
I tell you, 2026, no patience left.
Well, that's good.
Because, you know, there's no reason to call somebody aggressive.
I don't know. I've always figured that if you have a problem with me, you should take it up with me. Why are you taking it up with other people?
Well, that's another part of this.
So, like, yeah, I mean, I figure if I had a conversation with somebody and they thought I was being aggressive, I'd rather them be like, calm down. What is the problem?
Well, yeah, you think they would have handled it that way. And this is how stupid they are. This is how dumb these people are. Just mentally incompetent. See, now that's a real insult. But this is true. The way they reported that I was aggressive, they knew I could see. They knew it was going to be available for me to see.
Did they send it in like a group chat or something?
Similar. And I thought, how dumb are you? I mean, you really should have papers to walk down the street. That is, you know I'm going to see that now. Are you trying to make me aggressive?
I wouldn't understand as to why they'd be trying to upset you. That wouldn't make much sense.
If you think I'm aggressive, ooh, good way to deal with that. Point it out to me.
I don't know.
Good way to de-escalate, dummy.
No, that's probably how I would handle it. I'd be like, why are you so angry, right? Calm down. Let's think about this.
But see, this is they knew I had reason to be angry because they'd misled me. So they had nowhere to go.
Again, did they intentionally mislead
yes.
you? 1,000%.
They're in the room. They know that I don't like what they're doing. They did it, did not say a word to me. That's pretty misleading to me.
What doesn't sound like misleading? It just sounds like they didn't tell you what they were doing.
Because they knew I wouldn't like it.
Well, yeah, that's usually why you don't tell people that you're doing something.
That's misleading.
I don't think that's misleading.
How can I know what you're doing? Well, then don't be stupid enough to know that it's going to be a place where I can find out that you were doing it. Again, dummy, think about that.
Well, yes. I don't want to say sneaky. I'm sure there's a better term for it. But they're trying to be, you know, stealthy about it. They're trying to hide.
We're not
it
very
you.
Smart.
Well, no.
They're
I
not
going
to get hired by the Navy SEALs with this technique.
No, I mean, I don't know what the situation is, but it seems like both of the things they did in a very bad manner as to keep them quiet.
So now I feel when I have this conversation with them about the not only the problem that they did this and did not tell me. Now this whole aggressive matter, I feel that's going to be an ugly conversation because I feel they're going to try to defend both of those issues. And frankly, I don't find either one of those defendable.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, why were they in the wrong?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, if they're... I don't know what happened, but, like, I don't know how, you know, I'm sure this person's old enough to make their own choices. They can do what they want to do.
Okay.
They can do what they want to do.
Well, then don't hide it. Say, hey, I'm a big boy. I can do what I want.
That's about how I would have, yeah, I mean, you know, if you would, I mean, you're, I mean, I'd assume at least.
Then you cut 75% of this conversation out. If you just handled it that way.
Yeah, that's how you probably should have. I mean, if you were going to do it anyways, I mean, you're a grown person. You're allowed to make your own choices. I would have just said, look, this is what's going to happen.
Right.
And then I would have done it.
Right. So there you go.
That's,
and
yes.
Then we get nowhere. There's nothing to. And that's how I would have liked it.
I'd agree. Yeah. So yeah, mishandled.
And now it's going to continue to escalate because now we're going to have this conversation. And now I don't like that you've done this, handled it this way. So it's no longer even about the actual issue.
It's about the handling.
It's about how you've handled it, how poorly you've handled it.
There are a lot of things like that, I guess. I think, you know, poor handling makes things 10 times worse than they need to be most of the time.
And also, see, this goes back to the whole snubbing thing earlier on. When you snub somebody, to me, it's a character defect. It's a poor handling of an easy situation.
Yeah.
How hard is it to raise your hand up? You know, hello. That's it.
Yeah.
And you know what? Nobody talks about it. Nobody says anything.
Keep on keeping on.
Keep on going down the road. That's very, very, very simple. So I don't understand why people want to make problems so much bigger.
I don't know. I guess people like to hold grudges.
Well, a grudge is fine. I can hold a grudge and still say hello to you in passing.
I guess.
Like, it's interesting. One time, there was a lady who I've known more or less my entire life. I've known her more or less my entire life. But I never liked her. I didn't have an anger for her. I just didn't like her. We didn't see eye to eye on a lot of things. I didn't think her personality was very good. And I just didn't... We were thrown together through the bonds of family, I guess. So I had to see her at times, but I didn't really like her. Never did. And recently, I saw her again. And she made the remark to somebody who relayed this on to me that I think Scott has always respected me. And I said, I've always hated them. I've never liked them. And I thought, what a misread for decades that they could, what impression gave them that I liked them? Was it the avoiding them in a room? Was it the not talking to them for decades at a time? Was it not showing up at events that they would have? What in the world?
Well, I mean, I think, I don't know, I mean, if I don't like somebody, odds are I'm still gonna be like, how's it going? I'm not gonna have any, and I'm on a very surface level conversation. How's it going? Oh, that's
yeah,
good.
But that's why, when I heard that, I thought, what a misread on that person's behalf. What a complete misread.
Well, I mean, you be friendly with everybody, but, I mean, you don't gotta, like, I mean, you don't have to, like, go out of your way to talk to them. But if you're in, like, the same area, I mean, you'd be friendly with them.
No, but also, I can give people credit that I don't like. If you do something good, and I'm not necessarily a fan of yours, I'll praise you for it.
I think that's reasonable.
Which, yeah. Maybe that's what it was. Recently, I praised this person for something, and I guess that erased, you know, decades of just kind of indifference.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, people are kind of short-sighted sometimes. Some people tend to be short-sighted sometimes, I guess is a better way to put it.
I just think it's a comedy of errors some days. I don't get people.
Like, new term of comedy or old term of comedy?
Well, what's the difference?
Well, like, you know, comedy movies and things like that now are like, ha-ha, funny. Like, Romeo and Juliet's a comedy.
Yeah.
So comedies used to be like,
well, it's
tragedy.
Not a drama.
It used to be like,
it's
tragedies.
Just a comedy of errors. Like, how can you be this silly?
Oh, just like, a cacophony of poor choices.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, how could you possibly believe this?
Well, I mean, people are great at rationalizing things.
I don't know. I just think these are interesting traits to discuss on a program like this, because I don't think people hear conversations like this, but these are real things that people go through in their life.
Yeah.
Yeah, or maybe it's just my life. I don't know.
I mean, you know, lives tend to be complex.
Yeah, but boy, people just sometimes really have issues.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I always think when people say, oh, you don't like this politician in town, I don't know these people. They're not my friends. They're not my enemies.
Yeah, I don't know. People always talk about how they, like, you know, yeah, like, hate politicians, like, certain politicians, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know the person personally. I mean, like, you know, I can dislike the things they do in office, I guess.
I can certainly critique how you're handling something.
Yeah, but I don't know that
but I don't know what
dislike you as a person.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know how, maybe you're a fine person. Who knows?
I mean, Bill Maher, was it Bill Maher who went to the White House? Yeah. I mean, Bill Maher went to the White House and he said that Trump off camera is an entirely different, you know, very polite, admitted that he lost the election, the whole nine, and but, you know, in public he's a cantankerous kind of person.
Right, so, you know, which is the real person?
That's a good question.
And I think that's the problem. I think you don't ever really know who is the real people. Some, and this is what I say: humans are complex. All humans. Nobody is basic. If you think you're basic, you don't understand the concept of life. All the years you live, and all the things you do, and all the things you go through, and all the ways you handle them, and all the interactions you have. You cannot be basic.
I mean, being part of a society is inherently complex.
That's right. Unless you're just sitting there mute in a corner for years, that's basic.
Yes, that would be basic.
That's it. You're one room in a chair for 75 years just mumbling. That's basic.
I mean, you've had to interact with, you know, other people, the environment, things like that.
Jobs. You know, those relationships can be complex. Everything is complex to a degree because people are complex. People are not monolith. They're not singular.
That's why, you know, this is not, I don't know, it's a similar thing, but that's why, like, psychology and sociology are fascinating.
Right. That's why, I mean, honestly, she's probably not listening anymore, but that's why the Abby conversation, in and of itself, the conversation she and I are having today, is a complex conversation. It doesn't have a definitive answer.
Well, I think most things don't have a definitive answer.
It's complex. It's complex because you have two people who have personalities who are human beings, so it's complex. They see things differently. We also see certain things similarly. So that's complex in and of itself. So how could anybody be basic? The fact that you're even speaking is complex.
Yeah. Most things don't have a don't have spoken language.
No. So we'll be back tonight, 8 to 10, and we'll continue speaking.
Good show.
It was a good show today. I think all the shows were good today. We learned a lot about what was going on. So we'll be back tonight, Matt and I, at 8:15 to 10 p.m. And then 10:15. Did you say what your show was about tonight? Politics, right?
Football and politics.
There yeah. you go. 10:15 to 11. All live here, all on this station. Don't miss any of it for love nor money. And maybe I'll have that conversation at some point today, and I can report back on that tonight and see how bad that got. See how aggressive it got. All right. Scott Spears aggressively heading for the dugout.
At supper club, so all the money went. So now, when I get a job, I do want to